This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Did you know about the big water burger deal?
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, well, see, I don't do country news on you guys. You know, that's generally what I do on other stations.
You do some.
I knew about that one yesterday, but I should have. It probably was in the stack of stuff, but I mean, I did it on it because Hardee's is now with Thomas Rhett. She's the brand national brand ambassador for Whataburger, and she has one 5 miles from her house in Baskin, Louisiana. So she's always been a Whataburger girl.
Last time that I recall, they had a country representative, a country singer representative, was probably the 70s, maybe the 80s. It was Mel Tillis.
Right.
And he, at the end, he'd say, Whataburger.
That would be a good one. That would have been a good one.
Yep.
Well, while we're on that subject, Dolly Parton came out yesterday and said that, okay, starting July the 18th, they will be doing Dolly, an original musical, you know, the Shakedown Cruise for a month at the Fisher Center on Belmont University's campus. Opening night, August 8th. Final performance, August 17th. Tickets are available now at dollymusical.com. And there are people from all over the world that will travel to Nashville in that month to see her. Tickets start at $40 and go up. I think there was one yesterday, $150 or something, but it's not like it's going to a Taylor Swift show. But Dolly, an original musical that she's written the play and the musical with other people, and they're still casting for that, but they will be up there on the stage starting
July. Will she be a part of it, or is she just writing it?
No, she's just the boss.
Okay.
And it'll be like that Neil Diamond show, like the Neil Diamond play where he came out the first night and they sang Sweet Caroline in the encore. And I would imagine that some night on Broadway or there, she'll come out and take a dip or something like that. Happy New Year.
Oh,
it's
I know.
The Lunar New Year.
Bob was already went off on the New Year here.
I had to go off on that early this morning. Do you realize there are school districts like Austin and Round Rock, the students are off today to observe the Chinese New Year?
Do you know they did that in New York State? The governor up there declared it a holiday, and the school kids, not everybody, but the school kids are off today in New York State. Well, New York State, Austin.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
Yeah, I know. Stocks have rebounded on Wall Street after the crazy tech day yesterday. 9% of all the investors climbed. NVIDIA, they realized that was their favorite stock, and they went back. President Trump, neck braces are being sent out to many people on the left-hand side of the page because they got whiplash from all of Trump's stuff. I mean, it happens. My phone is going off all day long with things. I mean, like last night at dinner, it flashed up there that he had offered, you know, all these federal employees, if they'll quit their jobs, they'll pay them 8 months in advance, etc., if they'll just go by. And we'll see if anybody signs up for that, a buyout. Never heard of a federal government offering a buyout, but they are because they want to reduce the size of government. And that's pretty much what he was, you know, elected in to do, was to reduce the size of government. But when that starts happening, people are not going to like it. And you're already hearing the squeals because so many people have their finger in the federal cash register that, oh, well, I want him to do that, but I didn't want him to do this. And it's just, it's pretty deep into how many things are involved with it. The United Way depends on it for several of the programs that it's involved
with. School systems depend on it.
A lot of things. Now, it's not going away forever. It's just a temporary pause. And the court somewhat stopped it yesterday, a few things. But it's confusing of what he, you know, and what the court stops and what it doesn't, if that's going to continue. But they're just trying to get a, I mean, the biggest, most outrageous thing they found was the $50 million in condoms to Gaza. That was the one that a lot of people are saying, what? And I think there's plenty of those kind of things in the budget. That's the old thing that Congress found, the gold-plated, that no one really had a gold-plated toilet seat in the Air Force, but, you know, paying for different things that are very, very expensive that, you know, are just crazy. And we've got some of those, no doubt. And they want to kind of see where is all this money going and who's getting it. And they're trying to get a handle on that quickly, and that's one way they tried to do it, and they're going to keep trying. We've had some plane crashes here. F-35, which is the world's most expensive fighter plane, has crashed in Alaska. Luckily, the pilot got out. It was over the field in Moose Creek, Alaska, when it just like fell out of the sky, and then the pilot jumped out, and he's okay. But the plane, which is valued at $80 to $100 million per plane. So I went on there and I started doing a little search. How many crashes has this $100 million plane had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I count at least 10 since 2018. One was in Fort Worth, pilot errors on a couple of them. During a refueling, a Marine F-35 went down during a refueling exercise, also damaged the refueling plane. Wake turbulence screwed up the onboard computer on one. One with the Japanese, they have these planes too, and it was that the pilot got disoriented, spatial disorientation, so that can, you know, happen. Took the plane down. First crash was a faulty fuel line or fuel pipe. And that they found that out. But pilot error in a few of these. This is a plane that can go at a couple of times the speed of sound, but it can also in the air stop. You heard me? Stop.
And hover?
And it can hover, and it can go down. So it's like a Harrier. Those old Harriers used to be, except it's a whole lot faster and a whole lot deadlier. This thing can turn on a nickel more almost than a human can stand. And it's quite an amazing machine at $80 to $100 million a person. So this is where, you know, this is the probably one of the last manned fighters that we'll ever have. I think it'll go from this one to the unmanned after this. But I think this is one of the last manned ones because they're testing the unmanned fighters every day out over the Gulf of America. They leave Eglin and the Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, they've got F-16s that are pilotless, and they send them out over the Gulf, and then they send the F-22s and 35s out to chase it, and they do, you know, things like that out over the Gulf. So this F-35, though, near Moose Creek, Alaska, yesterday. This should be fireworks today. In fact, some interesting television if you're home. The RFK Jr. Senate confirmation hearings are scheduled to start today. You know, that's one that I don't know that President Trump has his whole heart in. You can't say, but, you know, RFK agreed to endorse him. So Trump was obligated to do something for him. And for whatever reason, he decided that was the best fit, Department of Health and Human Services. And if he doesn't get in, which people still say all these cabinet members are going in, they're saying the only one that really they think may not go in is Tulsi Gabbard. And I really haven't studied that enough.
The one I frankly thought was the biggest shoe in, but she used to be a Democrat, didn't, you know, kind of reluctantly became a Republican, wanted to be an independent, but she's angered both sides of the proverbial aisle with some views, but it's not like she's crazy or anything.
Well, somebody said that, you know, because you go and do interviews with these senators, the ones that I guess you want to go talk to, and they all want to talk to you, I think. But she went into a couple of them. One of them, who was very outspoken, a woman, said that she just thought that Tulsi was unprepared. But if they don't like her because of past political skirmishes, they're going to be tainted in that view. But we'll just see if they vote her in or not. And RFK, you know, Caroline Kennedy came out against him yesterday. Whew, that was strong, from one of his relatives. So his relatives are against him. And, you know, because they're hardcore Democrat, they're not going to try to help him, even if he's a family member. Said he did something with a blender, put some kind of mice in a blender or something like that when he was a kid. So I don't know. The Vatican is warning that the shadow of evil could loom in artificial intelligence. Pope may have that one right.
Yeah. I mean,
that artificial intelligence stuff is, if you know anything about it, it's smarter than you are, and it's scary.
Remember, just about a year ago, not even that, Elon Musk put together a consortium, if you will, of high-tech leaders, and I think the number was about 60, that sent a letter to President Biden, said, look, without controls, and the language literally was, AI, which can bring us so many great things, will definitely spell the death of all mankind, that we will cease to exist if allowed to do what it could do. So that's what you're saying.
You know, science fiction, people will, you know, but sometimes science fiction, you know, it almost comes true. We never got the Jetsons. We're not flying to work, although many people thought that we would be doing that by now. And thank God we're not. Can you imagine that? How crazy that would be, going to work. But some things have happened. And, of course, you look at Star Trek when people are talking on communicators and doing things like that. We're almost kind of doing that. But artificial intelligence is like something from Star Trek, where you're talking to the computer on board and it comes back with a deal, or it makes you a sandwich, or, you know, any of the different things that they could rig it up to do. So
you just don't want Terminator.
Which Terminator, yes, with those things flying around. What was that called? Whatever those were. People that were the control.
Oh, yeah. The robots. Yeah, they were all artificial intelligence. They took over the world.
It's AI. So science fiction people are sometimes just the smartest people on the block that come up. And there are people that are called futurists. And they're highly educated people. And they're trying to keep governments and other things on the cutting edge of what might be next in technology. And that's the one thing that NASA has dropped the ball on completely. They were really good about justifying their existence after the moon launches and some of that that some people didn't want to do. They couldn't understand why. But then they came back and said, hey, we helped invent the cell phone, the defibrillator, and all kinds of other stuff that came out of inventors inventing things for the moon trip. Well, what they need to do is, why do I need to go to Mars other than the fact that it's there? Why do we need to go back to the moon other than the fact that it's there? And they've not done a good PR job, I don't think, in explaining and why they're going to do these things and what kind of technology is coming up. And another thing that we are badly in need of, and there's something strange about it. You know, those two Air Force Ones that are the replacements for the ones that are flying now that are old in the tooth, although they've been, you know, they're as perfect as they can be, but it's an old airframe. They're sitting in two hangars in San Antonio right now, and they've been there for a couple of years. And why are they still there? Why can't they get this plane finished? And I don't think the American people have been given enough information about that. I think what they're doing, from what I heard, is they were going to do a certain amount of things to it, and some of it was defensive. And they want this plane to be very defensive, or where it can do, you know, take care of itself in the air if it's out there by itself. And I think they're adding something to it, and they don't want to talk about that. I think that's what's going on. But that's weird that these planes have been sitting down in San Antonio for a couple of years and say they're not going to come out for two or three more years. It's just weird. Very, very weird. And Microsoft is preparing a bid to buy TikTok. Now, there's the guy from Shark Tank that wants to get it, and he thinks he has got the best chance. But if Microsoft is jumping in. That could be very interesting. And Google Maps, they are changing to the Gulf of America on Google Maps. So I don't know. I don't think the people of Mexico have signed off on that one yet. President Obama renamed the Alaskan peak Denali in honor of the people, but then he changed it back to Mount McKinley.
Yeah. Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And now page two with Jimmy Carter. By the way, you were talking about Tulsi Gabbard. In April of last year, she and her husband bought a house and moved to Leander.
Oh.
Right around here. $675,000 house. It's not very big. It's a kind of a semi-ranch style looking house, you know, with a, mm-hmm. with a, you know, the cedar kind of front porch railing and all that, and about 3 acres of land. So she'll either not be living there or from here on and back to Washington, where they had sold a house for about $1 million, and then she bought this one. So we'll see where she's going to be living.
Well, and yeah, she, and I don't understand where Pam Bondi went. She went through her hearings last week, and why hasn't she been confirmed yet? You know, the Democrats are trying to slow walk everything. They're trying to go to court as much as they can, stall anything, file injunctions, go slow at the Senate, do anything they can to slow up Trump. That's just...
Well, like you mentioned, I mean, it really is like trying to get a sip of water out of a fully charged fire hose that's not in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yes. White House said New Jersey's drones were not the enemy. They were FAA licensed and authorized to be flown for research and various other reasons. So it was the government, after all, or private companies that are affiliated doing something for the government with their approval. Why they couldn't say that in the first? Why couldn't they just say that instead of creating all that panic that was going on up there? They said that ultimately, though, there were so many hobbyists and private individuals and others that were up there flying, too. But it wasn't the enemy. It wasn't a hostile nation. It was research and study approved by the FAA for research and various other reasons. I'm sure they were testing for the military, you know, their ability to either stop or detect a drone. And, you know, again, those drones had blinkers on there, and they had crash lights and stuff, and Willy Boogers probably wouldn't have had to do that, and probably a spy that was trying to do something probably wouldn't put the lights up there to call attention to it. Whew. Do you use Venmo or Zelle?
Sure.
I use Zelle.
I've never used Zelle. I use Venmo and PayPal you can use.
I use both.
Yeah.
There's a new one coming, X Money.
Let me guess. X? Elon Musk, you said it, yeah.
Well, allow X users to connect their debit cards and bank accounts to send money to their friends, family, bookies, whoever it is you're trying to.
People ask all the time, you know, well, where did Elon Musk come from? How did he make money? How did he get to be the richest man in the world and all? He started a little company called PayPal.
Yeah.
That's how.
So yeah, he's, I don't know why I went away from PayPal. I've got one thing connected to it, but and same with Venmo. I went away from both of them. I got scared off when I read somebody, you know, had something. It makes you nervous when you've got something hooked into your bank account. It does me. Every time I send, I have to pay two or three people I've had to deal with go through Zelle and my children because they're always got their hand out. And just like I used to have my hand out all the time. So I know that my hand was out a lot with my dad, so I've never turned down one of mine if I can somehow help him with it. But, yeah, I use the – I call it Zelle. I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but it is. Trump's – this is one thing they're calling this, what he's doing, flood the zone. I've not heard of this. New York Times was using that today. It's called flood the zone strategy, leaves opponents gasping in outrage. And you saw it in full bloom. If you haven't been watching CNN because you're a loyal Fox News viewer, occasionally turn off Fox News and just go over there for 15 minutes or whatever you can take of Jake Tapper or whoever the guy was on yesterday between 5 and 6. I couldn't recognize the voice. I don't think it was Jake Tapper, but whoever it was, they had someone, Stephen Miller, who is one of Trump's people. He's extremely abrasive. He's a very abrasive person. And I think Trump likes him because he's abrasive, but he's very abrasive, very smart, can give his position, but he's cold. And he's definitely, you know, going in there with a lot of power right now. But he was making that person so mad, but they weren't able to, you know, show their – they were trying to stay neutral with it, but it was very difficult, that guy. So when you see Stephen Miller on television, he can – I think he can make a preacher cuss if he were on the other side. No doubt about that.
Hey, to your point, quote, exclusive story in the New York Post today – CNN staff embarrassed by network's post-election direction, quote, they're paying people to kiss Donald Trump's ass.
Yeah.
So
they got real deep.
But when you watch, I don't see that. Not really, not at all.
No, there's a guy named Scott Jennings they've put on who is, I mean, he's more vocal and good than any of the best people on Fox speaking for Republican interests.
The Post says they are told that Scott Jennings, by insiders, is alienating all the employees with his, quote, MAGA talking points.
Yes, I'm sure he is. He's given their side because they're not used to giving two sides.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
They're
point.
Used to just being, you know, just being the Democratic mouthpiece because that's how they all feel. And I'm sure that the fact that they've run Acosta off after 20 years has got a lot of people. They're going to have to, you know, get some new people in there, new producers and others, you know, that are going to be more what they would like for them to be.
Did you hear President Trump's acknowledgement of Jim Acosta being, as you said, run off from CNN? He wrote this on social media. Jim Acosta, one of the worst and most dishonest reporters in journalistic history. Actually, a major sleazebag. He has been relegated by CNN fake news to the midnight hour, known as Death Valley, because of his extraordinarily bad ratings and absolutely no talent.
Well,
Mr. President,
I've had a boss tell me that before.
How do you feel?
But the president, maybe not.
Wow. I mean, that guy, I did not cry to see him leave either. And Jake Tapper can't be far behind, and Brian Stetler is another one. They're so... Just every sentence out of their mouth is so negative and sarcastic. You know, it's hard. They just need to just do it. Be fair. Let the Scott Jennings of the world be on, and then you can have whoever you want to that's the equal firebrand of that, and you be the moderator. Be the person in the middle that's fair.
I must
that's
have seen you, the Scott Jennings guy. Yeah, because I happened to catch some, like on a Sunday when nobody was watching, but it's CNN anyway, right? But it was a panel of about five people, and they were all pretty much just in a tither about Donald Trump pardoning the January 6th folks.
Mm-hmm.
And this one woman said, and so many police officers died that day.
Yeah.
What gave me a pause is that guy who might have been this Jennings guy you're talking about said, no, that's not true. No police officers died that day. One person died, the unarmed woman that was shot by a Capitol. And then the rest of them started coming to the defense because she said, no, they died. They died. Well, no, they're all listed eventually as natural causes. It's shocking, though not uncommon with police officers, that over the next 2 or 3 years, I think it was up to 6 committed suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was somebody with a heart problem, too. But, yeah, just the fact that they, if they just go back to where CNN was when they started.
But at least they tried to correct her. They tried to correct her. They didn't used to do that.
Yeah. So, they're trying, but it's just, it's swimming, it's the salmon swimming upstream. It really is tough. And I started watching Night Agent last night, and it's really good. Night Agent Season 2. If you haven't seen that, if you saw the first season, this is equally as good. It's on Netflix, and it's the number one thing they got going out there right now.
What's it called?
The Night Agent.
Pretty good.
It is great. I mean, I love it. And then The Recruit starts Thursday, and that's another one that's similar to The Night Agent, and it's real good.
Thanks for the tip.
So that's it.
Just the Tip with Jimmy Carter. Thank you, bro, friend.
Happy New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year to you, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.